As part of the centennial celebration at the University of Texas at El Paso, KTEP presents Minor Minutes. Today is day 42 in the countdown to UTEP's centennial year.
The UTEP Geological Sciences Building has a long and controversial history of remodels and renovations over the years.
The building was first called the Administration and Library Building in the 1940s, and its architecture didn't mesh with the dominant Bhutanese design on campus, despite having a few Bhutanese elements.
By 1955, the administration building found a separate home, and the building simply became known as the library. In 1967, a new U-shaped addition was created for the library with a courtyard in the center and silo-like large columns on each end.
This addition drew further criticism about its de-emphasis from the Bhutanese style of the rest of the buildings on campus. Students, faculty, and staff all denounced the look of the building, some calling it grotesque. Despite the protests, the library opened in 1968.
The building housed the library until the new current university library was completed in 1984. The building then became known as the Old Library.
In 1989, UTEP President Diana Natalicio commissioned yet another, mostly exterior renovation to make it more reflective of the Bhutanese architectural style.
After this renovation, the building was renamed the Geological Science Building, and its lobby is decorated with geological specimens, including fossils, bones, minerals, gems, and a dinosaur footprint discovered by a UTEP student.
The old library structure, now used as a reading room, still remains as part of the edifice, displaying books on its original wooden bookshelves.
To learn more about the centennial celebration at UTEP, visit utep100years.com. That's UTEP numerals 100years.com. With today's Minor Minute, I'm Luis Sines.
And I'm Norma Martinez.